produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Hello, my friends. Welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18. It says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Each radio program, I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you are His child, He promises to take care of you and your broken pieces of life. He promises that He loves you unconditionally, and He wants for you to know that He loves you and He cares for you. He wants for us to choose Him alone over anything else in this world and in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage you, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give help in your brokenness in your lives. I want to inspire you that you can know that you can overcome battles in your life. You can move past brokenness in your life. By sharing my personal testimonials and testimonies from others that have gone through different types of brokenness in their lives, I teach how I chose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences using scripture to glean upon from the Bible and asking questions to glean upon, I teach how you can overcome any battles that you might be going through, how you might overcome battles of brokenness that you too might be facing right now in your lives. My intention for this show is to review some of the main points of my books and to turn those points around into things that we are dealing with right now in our lives. I have used the quote in the introduction of the book for you several times. And at the very beginning of the introduction chapter, I stated, "It's plain and simple. Our lives will involve tribulations." John 16:33 states, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." I want to emphasize on some things that the Lord has taught me to remind us that we all can learn from trials in our lives. The trials that you experience today will be a great testimony someday. Someday, we will all be able to look back to this time or the time in your life that you had trials, and you'll be a blessing and a help to someone else someday. God can carry us through our broken times, and He can help us to build off of them. How the words to the beautiful hymn, "Christ the Solid Rock," ring in my mind. As I was singing this song and thinking about the words in my mind, I love to go behind the scenes of Christian songs that are written and published. And as I thought about the words of this song, I wanted to know the story behind this song. So I looked up the Solid Rock lyrics and the story behind the song. And I'm going to read this for you today. "So ignorant was I that I did not know there was a God. My Sundays were spent on the streets of London in play." Those were the words of Edward Mote, who rose from an unruly childhood to become a great writer and minister. He composed only one song, but a great song it is indeed. It has been a favorite of people around the world, "The Solid Rock." In his early adult years, Mote attended Tottenham Court Road Chapel, where he heard sermons by the noted John Hyatt. He soon learned from Hyatt's sermons that Jesus Christ could take away all the fears of life and give him peace of heart and mind that he had so long desired. He became a carpenter apprentice, and through hard labor and conscientious efforts, came to his own cabinet shop. He came to own his own cabinet shop. One day, while walking to his work, he began thinking that he should write a hymn. Before he reached his shop, he already had the chorus in his mind. "On Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand." Before the day ended, he had four stanzas. The following Sunday, he visited in the home of a friend, a minister, whose wife was at the point of death. During the afternoon, they read from the scriptures and prayed with her. As the preacher looked for a hymnal to sing from, as was his custom, he could find none. Mote reached into his pocket and pulled out his verses and asked if they might be sung to her. And so they were. She seemed to enjoy them very much. Mote was so pleased that she found comfort in his verses. He had 1,000 copies printed for distribution among his friends. "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Chorus, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Verse 2, when he shall come with trumpet sound, O may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Sometime later, Edward Mote became a Baptist preacher. And I paraphrased and shortened up the story just so that I could come back on and tell you the thoughts that God had put into my mind as I was singing the song and thinking about the words over and over in my mind. And it's amazing how God used this hymn to comfort a preacher and his dying wife in their hardest moments of their lives. There are so many that do not have the peace and the hope that we as Christians have. A friend and I were talking today that she made the statement, I don't see how people can make it in life without the Lord. And I agreed. With all that we see and hear of that is going on right now in our crazy and evil world, we see Jesus in our lives, or we need Jesus in our lives more than ever. But we, including myself, push him away. We put him on the back burner, and we live in times that we know what might not happen tomorrow, but we still go about our day with all of our other agendas that we must do for that day. We do not know what tomorrow might bring, but we have a God who is King of Kings, who will rule and reign one day. Build your foundation upon the rock, the solid rock. Have faith and trust in him in the days ahead and live each day to your fullest. Make special attempts to lean on the Lord and give him time of your day. Be a witness to those around you. This is the time that we must witness more than ever in our lives. The coming of the Lord is near. And we, as Christians, our jobs are to spread the gospel. It's not our job to argue and fight over political means. It's not our jobs to think that we know it all in certain situations that are arising in our countries today. It's not our job to predict things that will happen in the past. It is our job as Christians to spread the gospel, to love everyone, and to spread the gospel. Maybe if we would love each other more, and maybe if we would spread the gospel more, maybe if we would become more faithful Christians in our lives, and I'm just as guilty as anyone else as far as not always putting God first in my life. There's a lot that I personally have to work on as well. But if we focus on living our lives for Christ each day and not on the things of the world, then maybe we would be more open to spread and share the gospel to others, because we are who we need to be with Christ ourselves. Build your foundation on the rock. Make special attempts to lean on the Lord and give him a certain time of your day, maybe even if it's just 5 minutes of your day. God wants for us to make time for him. And we get so busy, and we as wives and mothers have things that we have to take care of every day, and we get so busy in our lives that we take time out for ourselves, or we don't take time for ourselves, But yet we do do for others and take care of others and their needs, like our children, our husbands. But we do all of these things, but we forget about our alone time with God. Just like I said a minute ago, I am human just like you. And I admit that life gets in the way of my time with the Lord also. But from this day forward, let's vow and commit to set aside time in our day to spend with the Lord. The Lord made the Garden of Eden for Adam and Eve to fellowship with Him in that place. So the Lord would love for us to set aside some time to read His Word, to pray to Him. I'm not talking about just a prayer before a meal or something like that, but to open our hearts and to pray, talk to Him, just as if He was sitting there with you. God wants for us to spend time with Him. He deserves so much more than what we give, and He's happy with any time that we might spend with Him. But we, as people that are here on this earth, that are Christians, that love and depend upon the Lord to take care of us from day to day, we must set aside time to give to Him. Don't worry about tomorrow. So many things are happening in our world today that it's so easy for us as humans to worry about what may happen tomorrow. But God is not worried about what happens tomorrow. He knows what's going to happen tomorrow. But He does not want us to worry about what happens tomorrow. And if I'm not careful, I'll be honest with you, as a lady, I have 100% faith in Jesus Christ. I'm saved. I'm a born-again Christian. But I still struggle with faith sometimes. I think that we all go through times in our lives that we struggle with faith. And I've learned that in those times that we struggle with faith, we're not in the Word like we should be. And we're not remembering the promises of God that He gives to us in His Word as we should. And so Satan sneaks in with his little sin of doubt and fear and strikes it into our lives. And we allow for it to come into our lives. And we worry, worry, worry. But you know what? Jesus does not want for us to worry. He wants for us to depend upon Him and to lean upon Him for everything in our lives. And God promised to sound the trumpet when the time is right. I don't believe that that time is very far from now. I do believe that we are living in the last days. My husband said in the sermon a couple of weeks ago that years ago we grew up hearing preachers say, we are going into the last days. We are going into the last days. But today we are living in the last days. There's not any more going into it. We are seeing so many labors of pain that this world is going through, as the Bible talks about. And in Matthew 24, it gives us all of the things that we will see happen before the time of the return of Christ. And so many of those things are we laboring in right now. But that's not to tell you that you need to worry about tomorrow. God does not want us to worry about tomorrow. He promised to sound that trumpet when the time is right. And I believe that He will do that when the time is right. But I also believe that He does not want us to live every day in fear. So think about these things that I have said today, maybe go into your Bible and search up, if you are dealing with fear today, as I have personally dealt with, then look up scripture in the Bible dealing with fear, or worry. Take time out of your day or night, whichever time it is that you can, take time to look up scripture. And you can Google it or search it on the internet, verses about worry or verses about fear. And take time to read those verses. Maybe memorize some of those verses. So many times do we get wrapped up in the things that we worry about or fear about that we don't stop to remember the promises that God gives us in His Word. And so I, as a Christian myself, I am vowing that I'm going to do better with that myself. I don't want to live every day in fear. I don't want to live every day in worry. I want to live every day for Jesus Christ. I want to spread His Word, number one, and be the Christian and the example that I should be. And I want to make more time to go to His Word for help when I do become worried or afraid. So many people around the world are suffering persecution and different things that they are having to deal with in their lives. And they have no one to turn to for help unless they have Jesus Christ in their lives. There are so many that were martyred for the cause of Christianity. And so many times do we get wrapped up in our own little lives and our own little world that we forget that there are people today, right now, dying for the cause of Christ. And we can't spend 5 minutes in the Bible with Him. How I personally need to work on this myself. And I challenge you to do the same. If we can pick up our Bibles, read His promises, and encourage one another, then that will help each of us not to live in the fear and worry that Satan wants for us to live in. So be a help and a blessing to someone else. After you've retained some scripture on worry or fear, when you hear someone doubting in the things of the Lord or worrying or living in fear, maybe share that scripture with them. Maybe help them to see that God is in control of everything. Don't live every day in fear. Live every day for Him. I'm so thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ died upon the cross so that He could save me from my sins and you from your sins. And all we have to do to become a Christian is to accept the gift of salvation, to believe in what He did on the cross, and to accept the gift of salvation. Ask Him to forgive you of your sins if you've never done this. And then ask for Him to come into your heart and save you. Then pick up the Bible, read some scripture to glean upon, and then share His Word with someone else. There are so many that are lost and dying that do not know a thing about Jesus Christ. We need more Christians to stand up today more than ever to share His promises in the Bible, to share the gospel of Christ, and to lead others to Christ. If we don't do it now, then they will be the ones that will be left behind. And we as Christians should not want for anyone. I don't care what problems you have been through with someone else. I don't care what race it may be. I don't care what religion it may be that you may have odds with. God is not a God that chooses race, religion, anything like that in His life. He wants for every creature that is human, that lives on this earth, to know who He is. And not always will people know unless we go and share the scripture. Yeah, we have so many ways that we can see God, and so many ways that we can pull up the Bible, like on the internet and things on our phones and things like that. But not everybody knows that there is a Bible out there. Not everybody knows that there is a God that created everything, including themselves. So let us be bold Christians, no matter where you might be, and let us get into His Word and to share our testimony, share the gospel of Christ before it's everlasting too late. You are still going to go through trials and heartaches in your life, no matter if you're a Christian or not. But when you are going through those times in your life, remember that every brokenness is known by God, and God is there for every brokenness, every piece of brokenness in your lives. God knows who you are, where you are, and what you are going through. God loves you, and He wants to carry you through your broken times. He wants to help you to learn from the brokenness in your life. And if your brokenness is simply not knowing who Jesus Christ is and needing help, then if you will just do what I said just a few moments ago, if you'll just believe in Him on the cross, and if you'll ask for forgiveness and ask for Him to save you, He will come into your life and make you a brand new person. I'm so thankful for my salvation. And even though I don't always live for Him like I should, I'm thankful that I know, I have no doubt in where I am going if I were to die or if Jesus were to come back right now. I'm so thankful that God gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to die upon the cross for my sin. And I'm so glad that we can have opportunities to share His Word and to share the gospel of Christ. And I challenge you to do the same. Share His Word. Share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give your broken pieces to Him. Give your brokenness to Him. Let Him take care of those things that you struggle with in your life. And let Him be the Lord of Lords in your life. And let Him be the God over all in your life. And let Him be who He wants to be in your life. But the only way He can do that is if you allow for Him to work in your life. These thoughts come from some of my topics from my book, A Better Broken for Youth. My new book, A Better Broken for Ladies, has been finally released, and you can find out more details on my A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection Facebook page or my Amazon page under author Angie West. I will be using parts of this book for ladies in the near future. And please pray for me as I continue to listen to what God wants for me to share to you. And remember, too, that no matter what you are going through, God is still there for you. He loves you. And through your brokenness, no matter what it may be, you can still be used by Him. When it seems like you're all alone, remember that you are not alone. It's my desire to share what the Lord places on my heart, and I pray that I'm a blessing to you. Don't forget to share the gospel of Christ to your loved ones around you and people that you come in contact with. As I close this program for today, I want to say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me and my friends to be a part of this wonderful broadcast. I also wanted to say a special thank you to two wonderful, beautiful ladies who are such an inspiration in my life and to so many others, and that is Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk. Thank you for asking me to be involved in this program. To my husband and my kids, thank you for your love and your constant support. and to my other precious family and friends that God has blessed me with, thank you for supporting me and for loving me. Thank you all for your continuous love and support as you listen as well. And again, this has been a Better Broken radio broadcast. My name is Angie West. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11:30 a.m. Eastern or 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this radio program. Or listen on my Facebook page, A Better Broken Radio Broadcast, which is currently being updated. If you are interested in my books or handmade resin jewelry, you can also find me on my Facebook page and Instagram page under the title A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection. If you are interested in my books alone, you can find them on Amazon.com under author Angie West. Have a blessed and amazing and a wonderful day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.